Michaela Schultz will be talking with us today. She's an advocate for the sex, gender, diverse, trans community in Saskatchewan. She is the founder of TransSask Support Services, a province-wide support network for transgender, transgender, transsexual, genderqueer, and intersex people. More recently, she founded the advocacy group Gender Equality Society of Saskatchewan, or GESS, which is currently engaged in the hashtag Time for Rights, Human Rights campaign, asking the provincial government to include the terms gender expression and gender identity into the Saskatchewan Human Rights Code. She and her partner Dylan host a weekly radio show, talk show every Friday morning on CJTR 91.3 FM called Gender Talk. Michaela identifies as a genderqueer trans woman, and her preferred pronouns are the feminine, she and her. So let's welcome Michaela.
Thank you, Sheena, for those wonderful words of introduction that I submitted and bragged about myself. and thanks for the invite to join you all today. When I first came out as trans, I identify as a woman, so a trans woman. I searched and searched and searched for information and resources for support of trans people, of support for myself, and I was not able to find any at all. This was about 5 years ago. So I took it upon myself to build that support network called TransSask Support Services, and it's grown immensely in the last 4 years, and the community has come together and has found their voice over the last few years. And this last week, Transgender Awareness Week, was an example of that. We were in newspapers and television news and radio news all over the province, Prince Albert, Moose Jaw, Weyburn, Regina, Saskatoon. So it was great. So just prepared a small presentation about what are some of the issues that we face as a community, how we've found our voice, or are finding our voice, and what people can do as allies to help support the trans community and expand that voice for the community. So we might do a little gender crossing here, so just a little caution there. When I first came out, first thing I learned was that I'm gender confused. I'm confused about my gender, right? Over the years, I've learned a lot about gender. I've learned a lot more about gender in the last 4 years than most people will learn in a lifetime. I feel I've got a pretty good grasp of gender, gender norms, the gender stereotypes that exist in our society, expectations to conform to certain ideals of being a man or being a woman, and how that can be diverse across all people in our society, how we all challenge expectations of our gender in different ways. I mean, everyone does in their daily lives. If we think of gender norms in the context of what comes to us from like the 1940s, 1950s, I mean, we've got male nurses and women in the trades and stay-at-home dads and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, I think, I don't think I'm confused about gender, but society might be just a little confused. Some of the issues that are faced by the trans community in Saskatchewan: high rates of discrimination and harassment in employment, education, healthcare, housing, public services, and every aspect of our society. There's discrimination and harassment. The existing social stigma of gender identities outside of the traditional man-woman binary. If you challenge those expectations, right away you're targeted and harassed for challenging those expectations. And men who wear pink shirts, that's one of the simplest simplest examples, right? Because we associate pink as a feminine color, right? Or women who present a more masculine gender expression might get picked on or called tomboys or something like that. So, inadequate services to individuals with gender identities, and a lack of recognition of individuals with gender diverse identities in existing services. One of the biggest things right off the bat when you're accessing a service is intake forms that force you to categorize yourselves in one of two boxes, male or female. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, right? And a lack of knowledge, education of diverse gender identities and trans people, which is something that, I mean, thankfully or gratefully, I'm in a position to provide that. Just some statistics, because some people like numbers. I like numbers. 41% of trans people have attempted suicide at one point in their life. For comparison, the Canadian average is 3.5%. So that's, what's that about? A lot more. 10 times more. 50% of trans people's annual income is under $20,000, where the Canadian average is $33,000. Students in from K to 12, 78% experience harassment, 35% physical assault, and 12% sexual violence because of their gender diversity. 90% of all gender diverse individuals experience harassment, mistreatment, or discrimination on the job, to the point of even being fired for who they are. 57% experience a significant family rejection as well, because of the stigmas that exist. Some more, 35% are verbally harassed or disrespected in a place of public accommodations, hotels, restaurants, nightclubs, stuff like that. One example is that is the inability to change our identification to match our gender identity. If you're going to a nightclub and you have to show your ID, and you're presenting as female and your ID says male, one reaction is, oh, this must be fake identification, we can't allow you in here, right? So right there you're refused a service. So 55% of homeless trans people accessing shelters were harassed by staff or residents. 22% were sexually assaulted. 19% of trans people are refused medical care, and 28% postpone basic health services just because of their fear of discrimination. 22% harassed by police, and 46% are uncomfortable seeking the assistance of police officers. And 41% live without identification that matches their gender identity. So some outstanding statistics there, which are, some of those stats are the highest of any demographic in our society today. So some of the results of that is, here's a picture of one poor, penniless trans woman sitting on the steps of the legislature begging for money. Actually, that was at her rally yesterday, but I was begging for money. So some of the things that we have done, which I have had a hand in initiating, moving towards finding our voices in the trans community, very quickly I found that one of the key components to bringing awareness to the trans community is being visible. Having trans people visible in our communities so that other people can see that, yes, we have trans people in our communities. When I first came out, I contacted the Regina Leader Post. It was October. And I said, October 11th, which is National Coming Out Day, is coming up, and I'm coming out as transgender. Would you like to do an article? And I'd go, oh, yeah, let's do an article, right? So those who didn't know I was transgender, and my circle of friends and family found out through the Leader Post. which, yeah, probably wasn't the best thing to do. But that ties into the recognizing that there's no support for trans people and wanting to reach out to other trans people. It's like, I can't find other trans people because they're so closeted and hidden. So how do I allow them to find me then? And one way to do that was to just go public. Big time. So, and I've been doing that for 5 years now. So some of the things we have going on, like I mentioned, May of 2011, we had our first, we had our founding meeting of TransSAS Support Services. And we've come into contact with hundreds of trans people, family, friends, spouses, all across Saskatchewan. We have support groups for youth, spouses, family and friends, as well as people who are diverse in their own gender identities. We have chapters, if you will, or support groups in Regina, Saskatoon, Moose Jaw. We're looking at establishing one in Prince Albert and other communities as well. Unfortunately, we're currently unfunded, so all the stuff that we do in support of the trans community and education opportunities to the larger community is all volunteer-based. That's why I beg for money a lot. One of the biggest parts, one of the biggest events that TransSAS Support Services has initiated is the Transgender Awareness Week, which just ended yesterday with the big rally at the legislature that Stephanie had mentioned. This year was our third annual Trans Awareness Week. The idea around Trans Awareness Week, there's a day of recognition, November 20th, called the Transgender Day of Remembrance, and it's a time to remember those who have passed away because of violence based on their gender identity and gender expression. And it's an important day of observance within the trans community, but it can also be very morbid or sad, right? So a friend of mine, Rachel Crandall in Michigan, founder of Transgender Michigan, about 5 years ago started what she called the International Trans Day of Visibility on March 31st. And it was an opportunity to celebrate trans identities, to celebrate being transsexual, transgender, genderqueer, intersex, and all of these things. So we decided to embrace that day and have Trans Awareness Week around March 31st. So every year, Trans Awareness Week will occur in the calendar week that March 31st is found in. So this year we had proclamations from 10 different cities around Saskatchewan, as well as a provincial proclamation. And we had more than 20 events in cities all around Saskatchewan. Trans Awareness Week is also the time of the year that TransSask holds their AGM. And we did that this past Friday. And we elected a great board of directors that are excited to continue building the organization. One other thing I got going on here is the Gender Equality Society. We kicked that off last January. And the idea behind that is where Transask is a support network, the Gender Equality Society is more of the advocacy group, political lobbying group, just because we want to keep those two things separate. So we're politically lobbying for recognition of issues that are faced by the trans community in Saskatchewan. Things like human rights, healthcare, access to proper identification. Where Transask is a structured nonprofit organization, GESS is a loose collective of individuals who all share a common interest. And part of Gender Equality Society, there's several different projects and campaigns. One of which right now has been pretty big in the news is the Time for Rights campaign. Last November, Transgender Day of Remembrance, like I mentioned, David Forbes, who's the MLA of Saskatoon Centre, presented a petition in the legislature asking for the government to include the terms gender identity and gender expression in the Saskatchewan Human Rights Code, to expand human rights protection to those, to include those who are diverse in their gender, as well as everyone. I mean, everyone's got a gender, and everyone expresses that gender in different ways. So it's not special rights. It's human rights for everyone. So... So David Forbes, he's the official opposition's critic on human rights and other things. He's really critical. part of the campaign is a letter-writing campaign where supporters are invited to write letters to their MLA or to the Justice Minister Gordon Wyant or to Premier Brad Wall asking for their support of transgender rights in Saskatchewan. There's also a social media aspect to it where people can take a picture of the Time for Rights logo, take a selfie, it's called, and then upload it to our Facebook page, and we're collecting those pictures just as a show of the support that we have for human rights. So, and of course, the rally yesterday that happened was all focused on this Time for Rights campaign here too. So, lots of stuff happening here. One thing that we engage in every year is the Trans Pride Tour, in an attempt to bring awareness to the trans community and to give trans people a voice. We take the Trans Pride van, which is painted in the colors of the Trans Pride flag, and we go around the province to all the different Pride Week events. Just to bring visibility to the trans community, because a lot of times the trans community is forgotten in the context of the LGBT community. So just trying to give a voice within our own community. And one of the other pet projects we got going on right now, my partner and I, Dylan Ferrier, we have a radio show on CJTR every Friday morning. And you're invited to listen. It's called Gender Talk, and we explore all kinds of topics. We explore everything, really, from a trans perspective and try to educate and inform our listeners. And there's information for all of these different projects I have on the back table you're invited to grab. On your way out later. Some of the other projects we're looking at starting, but we haven't yet. There's lots of ideas and discussions going on within the community. Is a campaign through the Gender Equality Society focused on healthcare issues for both trans people and intersex people, as well as a coalition of feminists and women's groups and the trans community. That's through Transask. And we're also looking at an outreach program to the rural communities in Saskatchewan, to a lot of trans people who don't have a voice in more conservative settings, I'll say. We're also looking at expanding our radio show Gender Talk to CFCR in Saskatoon. There's discussion about establishing a media watch organization just to inform media of the proper way of representing the trans community. Sometimes we aren't always represented in the best of light. As well as we're looking at possibly starting up Gender News, which would be a province-wide publication, probably start out online and hopefully get enough money. We could do a printed version of it as well. So lots of ideas, lots of hard work, and the end result is Michaela passed out in her living room. That was me after I got home from the rally last night. So what can we do as allies of the trans community? Well, first of all, what is an ally? An ally is allies are people or groups of people who have the same interest as you or the capacity or resources to help you. They are visible members of society who are willing to use their place in society to help your cause. Allies are important because you'll accomplish much more if there are people who believe in the cause supporting you than if you are working alone. And I've done a lot of this work alone and I need your help. Come be an ally. So we identified that there's four levels to becoming an ally to the trans community. The first level is awareness. Allies are encouraged to gain awareness through talking with trans people, attending workshops, and through self-examination of their own identities, gender norms, stereotypes, expectations in society. Don't be afraid to question those. Men, don't be afraid to wear a pink tie. Women, don't be afraid to wear a sports coat. You know, challenge gender norms and make our culture a little bit more comfortable for trans people to be in. Number two, knowledge and education. Begin to understand what policies, laws, and practices exist in our society and how they affect trans people. Educate yourself on the diversity which exists in trans community. And like I said, I've been learning about gender for about 4 or 5 years. I mean, I'm not asking you for that kind of a commitment, but one thing I should mention is Transask holds an open group once a month. That's the second Friday of each month, which is the coming up Friday, at the UR Pride Center at the university. So what is that? The 11th, Friday, April 11th, from 7 till 9 p.m. And that's an open kind of support group setting, but it's open to the community to come to engage trans people, ask their questions, etc., etc. So, level 3, learn to share your awareness and knowledge of trans people with others. You can acquire these skills by attending, again, workshops, role-playing with friends or peers, and developing supportive connections in the community. The fourth level is action. Now that you've gained all these skills and knowledge, how do you implement them? This is the most important and frightening step for a lot of people. Show your support in public where people can see it. Although it can be scary, action is the only way to affect change in society. And again, this ties into the importance of visibility in our communities. Just about done here. So what are some of the actions that you can take to give voice to the trans community. You can display posters and other material that clearly associates you as an ally to the trans community. Attend events with trans themes, like movies or speaking engagements, stuff like that. Support trans groups through attending events or promoting the groups and encouraging involvement from others. As well as confronting negative attitudes about trans people in your circles and challenging gender normative language and actions. Speak up against offensive jokes, jokes that may be offensive to trans people or to anyone questioning their gender. And celebrate trans cultural holidays, including Trans Awareness Week, Transgender Day of Visibility, Intersex Awareness Day. I've put together a calendar of probably about 15 different days of recognition that tie into the trans community all throughout the year, and I can give you access to that if you want it. And one of the final things here is just to remember that to be a trans ally, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a counselor. You just have to be there and be a friend. So, and that's all I got. So, thank you.
Thanks so much for that, Michaela. Oh. I was just going to say thanks so much for that. I really appreciate it, and I just wanted to open the mic, and I will come to you. So don't speak until I come to you, so that everyone can hear.
Thank you.
Sorry, I thought I could escape quickly.
No, you wouldn't be able to.
It's not that easy. Eh?
So one point is because I'm working really hard on this one as well as a marriage counselor, commissioner, and I had to go and ask the government with regard to this situation. And they said, you know what, this is not an issue, and that's for transgender, and I mentioned that last year as well. As long as your documents show that you're male or female and transgendered. Now, my first question to you, do you have any support from the legal system, that is lawyers who will easily go for helping you change your identification? And the second one was, have you thought about doing the Dragon Boat in September?
Do it what in September?
The Dragon Boat. The Dragon Boat race. I have a boat called Transgender Boat or whatever.
Oh, Dragon Boat, okay. the Dragon Boat. I could bring that up with the community. Actually, that's a good idea, just as a show of community and solidarity. Actually, I like that idea. Probably wouldn't find me on the boat, but it is a good idea. In regards to gender identification, right now the law in Saskatchewan, which can be found in the Vital Statistics Act, is that anyone looking to change the gender marker on their birth certificate has to have had sex reassignment surgery, which is bottom surgery, which many transgender advocates suggest that is a form of eugenics, forcing people to go through sterilizing operations just to be recognized in their gender identity. You have to have two letters, one from the surgeon, one from a affirming doctor who can affirm that the surgery's been done. Yeah, this is good to go. and then you have to make application through Vital Statistics, through eHealth to do that. Ontario just recently changed their requirements to not include sex reassignment surgery. But the requirements are still up high enough that anyone who has the requirements to have sex reassignment surgery have the requirements to change their gender. A lot of advocates in the trans community want to bring those requirements down. Plus, There's also a push right now, I don't know if you've seen in the news, but Fran Forsberg from Saskatoon is pushing the government to remove gender markers from birth certificates altogether. Lots of people support this move. Lots of people are against it. Many people say it's important that people are identified in a certain gender so that we can have a good go in society. But of course, as long as we perpetuate that binary, of course, we're going to want to categorize people in that binary, right? One thing that advocates have suggested is to have M&F as an option, but also to have as an option not to declare. So to either leave it blank or have an X that might represent undeclared or something like that. So there is work slowly going on. BC, Manitoba, and I think Quebec are all making actions towards that issue. Yeah.
Hi, Michaela. I'm just wondering, when you talk about the statistics for harassment and bullying, especially at school age, you know, grades or kindergarten to 12, is that when people sort of openly show their trans self, or is it more subtle than that and people are somehow sensing that that others are different but they're and picking on them?
Right. A lot of the studies that support those statistics aren't directed at trans students specifically, but they ask questions like, have you heard negative comments if a girl is expressing too masculine of a gender expression, or if a boy is expressing too feminine of a gender expression? And that's where a lot of the harassment and the bullying is when youth learn from our culture that it's not okay to challenge society's expectations of your gender, that it's not okay to go outside of that narrow ideal of what boy and girl is supposed to be. And as soon as someone challenges that, just like in the larger community, in high schools and elementary schools, children are picked on because of that. So, huge issue within the whole discussion of bullying that's going on right now. Big buzzword, big keyword right now. Bullying is gender expression. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's ignored in discussions about bullying. So, we do got to work towards giving voice to that issue.
Thanks, Michaela, once again. Very informative. I have many questions, but I'm just going to ask this one at this time because I know I have to share the mic. When I hear on the radio or see written LGBT and then I at the end, it doesn't seem very much is ever said about the I at the end. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that and sort of the distribution in the population of trans and intersex people. Yeah. And, so many more things, but I'll just leave it.
Thank you. Yeah. Persons born with intersex is a very important issue in our society right now. And the Board of TransSask and people who are involved with the Gender Equality Society recognize that and do what they can to give a voice to people born with intersex, which is different terminology. Some people use intersex people. Use intersex to describe a person, where advocates within the intersex community say it's not the person that's intersex, it's the medical condition that's intersex. So some of the terminology that's being used now is that an individual is a person with intersex, just like saying a person with a cold or a person with diabetes, you know. So just a quick little lesson there. we've been trying to give voice to the intersex community, and I have been in contact with a few intersex individuals in Saskatchewan and looking at moving forward on, like I mentioned in our presentation, addressing health issues from within the intersex community. There's a lot of stigma that exists around intersex identities, which is why that it's important for the trans community as allies to the intersex community to help provide that voice, the same as you would for both communities, right? So we are working on that that effort, yeah. Which is why that when in all the work I do, I make reference to the larger community as the sex and gender diverse community, so that we recognize that human beings are diverse in both their biological sex, you know, as well as their gender identity. So.
Hi. I really was impressed with the amount of information you have, and not just the information, but how organized you are with everything. It's just fantastic. And I also am amazed by the amount of work that's been accomplished. I mean, I know you must have had some support too, I mean, some friends helping, but you've done an amazing amount of work in such a short period of time, so good for you.
Thank you.
And I heard on CBC recently, there was a program on sexuality, gender identity, intersex, like the broad range, because what this author, and I've forgotten his name, of course, but what the author was saying is that society and perhaps religion has sort of imposed this whole thing. You've either got to be female or male, and you have to behave a certain way. You can only get married if you're male. If you're, I mean, that's how it used to be, right? But in fact, there's this amazing diversity within the human population, like there is in nature generally, and that 80% of people are actually could fit into a bracket of bisexuality, except that when they're small, they get sort of taught to wear certain clothes and taught to think a certain way, so they don't even allow the thought that they might be bisexual, for example, which is another, yeah, issue.
Well, thank you, Ingrid. Yeah, one aspect to the trans community that we strive to give voice to as well. The general population, when they think of transgender people, they think of people who are transitioning their sex from one. From their birth assigned sex to the sex that's opposite, right? And that's not always the case. Transitioning transsexuals actually account for a small percentage of individuals within the trans community. There's a lot of trans people and genderqueer people. Genderqueer is a term that is used to describe gender identities that are outside of the binary of male and female, so kind of fall in between male or female, or somewhere outside of that whole system as well. We, in our society, we have this weird obsession over binaries, right? You're either male or female. You express the gender expression that's either masculine or feminine, and we never think of all the options that exist in between, right? Sexualities. We as soon as society started learning about homosexuality, we created another binary, homosexual or heterosexual, right? And there's a whole aspect in between there, right? And outside of that too, right? That spectrum is just another system that we're starting to learn. But as you learn more about sex, gender, and sexuality, that two-dimensional system is inadequate too. You have to start introducing another axis, a third axis, and even sometimes that's not not enough. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm just, sometimes while I'm speaking, the opportunity to speak is a learning opportunity as well, right? Some of the questions you get is an opportunity to challenge your own perceptions. And a lot of times I develop theories as I'm presenting, so I was just, oh, yeah, that's so I think I missed about the prevalence within our society, the number of people who are intersex or transgender. North American, Intersex Society of North America, ISNA, suggested that they're 1% of the population is born with intersex or born with an intersex condition. Australian Intersex Organization, Intersex International Organization of Australia, has suggested that it's as high as 2% of the population, and that's biological sex. Estimates of gender identity, gender diverse identity in our society. One statistician, Lynn Conway, suggests that as much as 5% of our communities of people will question their gender at some point in their lives. So whenever I'm given presentations, though, I like to bring people back to the traditional expectations of gender, traditional gender norms, right? That model of what men and women are supposed to be, what activities they're supposed to engage in and stuff like that. And I say all of our society, 100% of all people, are a little bit transgender because we all challenge gender norms in our own daily lives. So my little recruiting speech there. So. No. But.
So if you have any other questions, sorry I didn't ask last question. I'll get better at this service leader thing as I go on. But please ask Michaela and Stephanie and Dylan. I think you guys maybe are all going down for coffee after. So,
yep.
If you have any more questions, please hold them till then. And okay. Because I have the mic, I just want to say thank you so much for that. I found it really thorough, but I also really appreciate how much content you put in your call to action, because you gave such a range that a person like me who's really interested but doesn't have much awareness, you know, has a lot of options so that I can start my process of learning.
Right.
So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.